Why do people fail? Neville Goddard says, for either we do not know the law, or we haven't the urge or the hunger to really bring about the change. For changing the feeling of I results in the change of reaction, which change of reaction results in a change of the world. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Neville Goddard Quote and Podcast Lesson. Today is the 10th of January. Officially, we are 1/36th through the year. Think about that. We are 1/36th through the year. That's almost like one day through a month. What are you doing differently? What do you want to have different at the end of 2024? So Neville Goddard says the reason, one of the core reasons why we fail is we either do not know the law or we haven't the urge or the hunger to really bring about the change. I gotta be honest, I can't help you with the second one. There's nothing I can do. If you don't have the urge or the hunger to really bring about the change, that means you're interested in something but not desiring it. Let me give you a great example. I've written a couple books. I have not written a bestseller. I'm going to tell you why I haven't written a bestseller, because I never had the desire to. I had a desire to write some little books to help build our business. Some little books to get the word out there that what really works. And so I've written, I don't know, half a dozen little 30-page books. Put them up on Amazon. They've done quite well. But that was my desire. My actual desire was that, writing some books to build business. But I notice a new desire showing up that I'm falling in love with, and that's writing a book that's a big deal. And the ideas that are coming up with that and the stretching that's happening with that desire is fascinating to me, because that is now a hunger. The idea of a best-selling book was an idea before. Now it's a hunger. And so what I do now is I apply the law. Now here's the thing. It's true. Imagination creates reality. And we've all been doing this all our lives. But this one sentence is a masterful game changer. Neville Goddard says, for either we do not know the law, or we haven't the urge or the hunger to bring about the change. Again, the second one I can do nothing about. When a hunger shows up, a hunger shows up. You get that I'm hungry to write something that's a big deal. That hunger may even evolve into a bestseller. Who knows? You'll find out, won't you? But it's this first bit. We do not know the law. Even though the law works for everyone, the law has worked all your life, if you don't know how to operate it, you're going to have a rough time. And a lot of people make some very common mistakes. Right? There's very common mistakes that people make with this. And if you want to not make those, I've got a few suggestions. Number one, this is the freebie, easymanifestingmethods.com. Now, those are 7 little videos. You sign up for the daily email, you get those videos first. It's called Here's the Deal. But here's what I love about those videos at easymanifestingmethods.com. They help you get the 3 main tools down so you can use them, and they help you get the principles. And partway through those, one of the things that's going to hit you like a ton of bricks is the most common mistakes that people make. They see their bodies instead of feeling what they would feel, seeing what they would see. And another one is they imagine the wish. They don't imagine what implies the wish. And you've probably heard me say those before, but it's something different whenever you do those free little lessons. That's easymanifestingmethods.com. Go there, do those. If you like what we do, if you notice that there's value, if you have 15 minutes a day and you really want to change your life, if you absolutely have a hunger to get this to change your life, and you have 15 minutes a day, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. It's time tested. It's proven. On the website, I don't know how many success stories we got. We've got a lot. I haven't updated that in years. But I can tell you this much. You need to know how to use the law. Because you are the power, you are the operant power. The power doesn't operate itself. But years ago, I read a book on kissing. I swear to God. It was actually a book on everything. It was like how to make a love to a woman and make her extremely satisfied or something. I forget, it was written by a woman named Barbara. I found it at the corner bookstore, the place where I bought my first Neville books. And so I read about kissing and other things with women. And I was a teenage boy and I got my first girlfriend. Her name was Pam. And Pam, we're walking a lot, we're talking a lot, we're holding hands a lot, and finally I kiss her. And I kiss her again. And I notice her pull back a little bit. And I thought, oh my God, I've blown it. And Pam said, let me show you. Just put your hands on your lap, close your eyes, let me lead. And Pam that night taught me how to kiss. And I have been eternally grateful for that. Because kissing is something anyone can do. But if you want to do it well, you can go find Pam. Or if you get the point of what I'm talking about, dive deeper, soar higher. And now for fun, imagine up something lovely. Imagine up what implies a wish fulfilled. And don't see your body, see what you would see, hear what you would hear as we go into the silence. So years ago, I was imagining building my business, really taking it wildly international. I had a comfy little life back in Pennsylvania. And one day, a Forex trader reached out to me, and he bought a little pack. And he told his friend, and she reached out to me, and she bought a little pack. And she told her friend, and she reached out to me and bought a little pack. And here they were, members of a Forex trading group. And they all got together and decided, here's a couple grand. Let's fly this guy around the world and have him work with us. Boy, was that fun. The third person who bought, that was Victoria. We met, we fell in love, we got married. I had a hunger. Well, way before we got married, I had a hunger, and that was to be with her, to live in Australia, to be a citizen. And because I know the law, I'm here today. I can't imagine my life if I didn't know the law. If I didn't know the law, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I wouldn't be here in the garden. I wouldn't be sharing the bird song. Neville Goddard says, for we do not know the law, or we haven't the urge or the hunger to really bring about the change. Let me tell you something. I had a big urge. I had a big hunger. And there were times where I got desperate. But I decided to dive deeper into the teachings. I decided to imagine this as home. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. Dive deeper, soar higher. Join us today. In ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. See ya.